It all starts with one day. He didn't buy you flowers because Valentine's is not a big deal to him. You convince yourself that you don't like flowers. He tells you that it's a normal day just like the rest, but like the rest, he does nothing but the bare minimum. He tells you that he loves you, his words always being louder than his actions, and once more, you convince yourself to stay. He tells you that awaiting is overrated. He is ready to start a family with you. A family is all that you ever wanted. A wedding is all that you've ever dreamed of since you were a little girl. You can compromise, right? After all, relationships are about compromise, right? So you agree, you bear for him child and some two more. You introduce yourself as the Mrs., but the question is, Mrs. who? He tells you that he shall provide for you, work no more, and give yourself fully to him. You agree, because suffering was never really your thing, or should I say self-reliance or independence? He is a busy man and keeps on climbing the corporate ladder. He doesn't have time for you nor the children. He demands that you understand. He demands that you be grateful for the roof over your head. You understand. Even when it hurts, especially when it hurts, you understand, because you want his love so bad, because you need that provision. It's been years of dependency. Where would you start from having a life of your own? Besides, it's not just about you. You have the children. You don't want them to grow up in a broken home like you did. You know the implications. But you still hope that he shall get better, that he's figuring things out, but he will come around. He is still figuring out things from that first Valentine's where he didn't get you flowers. He's still figuring out how, years later, to love you in your love language. He's still learning how to find the balance. Like his forever child and you, his senior holding his hand. Today, you learned that he has another woman. You scroll through his phone and realize there are multiple others. You confront him and he says, but I come back home to you every night. I love you, not them. Baby, please understand that as a man, one woman cannot satisfy all my needs, but it is you that I love. Maybe, and just maybe, he brings you flowers the next day. He is sorry. He must be sorry, because this time he went all out to buy you flowers for the first time. You forgive him. You understand him. You buy a new set of lingerie to entice him. You wake up at 5 a.m. to make him breakfast, lunch, and supper. You prep. You want to prove yourself to him that he doesn't need other women, or at least that you are his number one, even when his list keeps growing. At least you are number one. Every man cheats, right? Every man goes offside sometimes, right? Whatever you tell yourself to feel better. You envy women online who are properly loved, but you deceive yourself that they aren't happy in real life and they are just doing it for the socials. Your deceptions are truths that keep you going. This is not new. This is your routine. Him messing up, you making excuses over and over again. It's a new year, new beginnings. He's getting married to her. The one he told you never to worry about until he came home one night and told you that he was marrying her. Babe, I didn't see it coming, but we connected on a deeper level. I think I'm in love with her too. Too, because he claims to still love you too. It's too much for you. You break down. You feel like the loose threads that were holding you have finally come apart. You feel numb. You feel hurt. You feel confused. You feel. But you stay once again, because you cannot lose all the time you invested into this relationship. You want to prove a point that you are God's strongest warrior. He also wonders which God you're referring to. He buys her flowers. He takes her dancing. They were in Paris last week, Bali this week. Their house is double yours. He seems to always have the time for her. She's living out the dreams you had for yourself, but unlike you, her dreams have come true. He has breathed life into them. His actions scream from the mountaintops. You know all this because you stalk her page, his page, back to her page and her friends' pages. It's all you spend your day doing. The only thing your internet browser reads, the only company you have since he no longer comes around. Finally, the text comes through. He frees you from the prison that you and him both enslaved you in. He's doing you a favor. The only act of love he has ever shown towards you since the day you met. And yet still, you don't see it. You feel betrayed. It's unfair that he's the one to end things, like you're not the one who endured all his bullshit for almost 2 decades now. His treatment was not unfair. Rather, he's leaving. Until the very end, you still choose him. Every single day. How was he ever supposed to love someone who never even loved themselves for a day?
Wait, hold on a minute, hold on. How is it already season finale? I feel like this season has rushed by much, much quicker than season one. Maybe it's because I am now more familiar with the game and consistency has helped me to adjust, I don't know. But I cannot take all the credit. You guys are the real MVPs for sticking around till now. Muevale nyo, asante sana, gracias, thank you. Welcome back from all the Valentine's hullabaloo. To those who care for it but pretend not to because their partner doesn't celebrate, I pray that God releases you from the shackles of settling queen and king. Right now it's a beautiful Tuesday. Yeah, it's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. The birds are chirping. It is hot. Like, I've really been competing with the sun for the past couple of weeks, but it's kind of winning. Anyway, jokes aside, episode 10 is thick. It's raw. It's that stuff that you do not want to hear but have to listen to if you want to have a good quality life. This is especially for the ladies who love themselves and want to love themselves even more. But gentlemen, you're also welcome to stay because this is something that concerns us all. Imagine how hard it is to change yourself, yet you try so hard to change someone else. Stay with me now. I was listening to my sister's podcast, and this lady was talking about how she did not trust anyone but herself to take care of her daughter, which kept her in constant worry. And then the Lord revealed to her that in actuality, it was her lack of trust in him to protect her daughter. She had forgotten that God, who put her child on this earth, would never abandon her to the wolves and lead her to freedom. The way I paused, because I saw myself in this exact position still. I do trust God for my life, but I tend to forget that he is the same God for the people around me. And if he delivers me from the deepest pits, he'll do so for others. I believe I have talked about my need to control the actions of others, but how now? I apply the let them theory, which basically is about letting people do or think whatever they want. This is the Mel Gibson theory. You should go read about it. She has a book. So I stopped being Bob the Builder a long time ago when it comes to men. However, what I didn't realize sooner was that I also had to let go trying to change my girlfriend's behaviors and decisions. I had to remind myself that I cannot want better for someone more than they want it for themselves. Literally, I was still dragging horses to the river, but they weren't drinking the water either way. So rather than forcing someone to become something that they do not want and constantly worrying about them, I would rather pray and dedicate them to the Lord, because if I love them so much, imagine how much more their creator loves them. Now, I know we have to be our sister's keeper. I mean, you cannot see a ditch and not warn your friend. However, there's only so much that you can do. But this is a topic that I want to dive into deeper next season. Oh, I can't wait for next season. But yeah, before I dive into the gist of today's topic, I would like to clarify that the views expressed in this episode are Christian based. So if you do not subscribe to that, you can move along. For today, I want to focus solely on baby mama culture and its nasty consequences. I keep on telling my girlfriends that in all they do, let them steer clear of pregnancy at the moment, because none of them is married. So what business do they have getting pregnant for a man who isn't committed to them? What business, honestly? I've been reflecting a lot on how we as women sometimes give so much of ourselves before we truly know where we stand. And I get it. When you love someone, it's natural to want to pour into them. But I've learned, sometimes the hard way, that commitment should always, always be mutual. I've seen it happen too often, women making life-altering decisions based on a relationship that isn't yet solid. Moving in, having a child, reshaping their entire future around someone who hasn't even made their intentions clear. And when things fall apart, the weight of that decision is rarely shared equally. This isn't about judgment. It's about wanting better for us. We've all made such mistakes, relatable or like unique, though there's no unique thing under the sun, but we've all made these strange decisions before because of love. But now it's about making choices from a place of security rather than hope alone, because we have learned, we have seen. It may not even have happened to you or to me, but it has happened to someone that you know. Like, why would you want to tie yourself to this man for the rest of your life before he ties himself to you? Before he officially tells the world that he belongs to you and you to him? You are bringing a whole new, fragile, innocent life into this world when you are uncertain of its future, more so your future. I sometimes wonder if people look at children as human beings or pets for just some temporary comfort. Remember when we were merely infants? We had so many stories of women getting pregnant because they wanted to keep a man. I used to think it was the most ridiculous thing I had ever had. But now, come to think about it, as the new adults, we are not doing any better, are we now? Now, before I delve even deeper, I need to clarify that I'm not talking about women who are married and then got children, then maybe a divorce happened or death, or the man is eventually absent. Those are unfortunate, complicated issues that the women hardly have control over. No, I'm talking about girlfriends, situationships, whatever it is that we engage in before the I do in front of God. You know, when you're speaking about delicate matters like this, you have to address any probable gap that someone would want to capitalize on, that anyone would want to capitalize on when they intentionally decide to misinterpret you. Someone may be thinking that, yeah, a man can still be a deadbeat father even when you are married, but there are certain benefits that marriage opens you up to that being a girlfriend won't. This lady I came across on the TL gave such a beautiful metaphor for this whole situation. She said, you can still die in a car accident even if you have your seatbelt on, but it's probably still a good idea to put that seatbelt on when you get in the car, right? This statement puts together perfectly what this whole baby mama culture is like. How is marriage too much of a commitment, but bearing a child isn't? Make it make sense, please. For marriage, you can bow out, but for a child, you are forever tied to this person and have entitlement / expectations of them, even when you wouldn't have wanted. If this culture was truly fulfilling, we would see it reflected in the outcomes. Less regret, less resentment, Instead, many are left grappling with difficult realities. And the worst part about this is spreading this bitterness to their children. I know that there's men who stick around and take responsibility for their kids. I know there are those who eventually marry the woman because maybe they are a good man and things just happen in a disorganized way. Good for these couples. Either way, I still would never recommend this. But we know that a good number of men bolt. I beseech you, if you find yourself pregnant and the man you are expecting with is unwilling to take responsibility, take a step back and ask yourself whether you are truly ready to take on this journey alone. Raising a child alone is a life-altering decision, and no one should have to beg for commitment. Before moving forward, ask yourself whether you are truly ready for this journey without the support you deserve. The harsh reality is that whether you do what or what, blackmail, threaten, expose, beg, cry, you cannot force a man into doing something if he doesn't want to do it, be it fatherhood. And raising a child without full commitment from both parents comes with lifelong consequences. It is 2025, and if you haven't learned anything yet this year, take this. You cannot force a man into loving something, not even his own child. Hoping that a man will change his mind once the child arrives is a gamble that could leave both you and the baby in a difficult situation. Rather than relying on uncertain probabilities, it's crucial to prepare for reality and make decisions based on what's best for both you and the child's future. Do not rob that innocent child of a chance at normalcy. I won't sugarcoat it. Abortion is a serious decision and it is a sin, but so is engaging in sex without considering its potential consequences. But rather than focusing on condemnation, I want to emphasize the dire importance of making wise, informed, intentional choices before putting yourself in a position where such difficult decisions have to be made, where one or the other is as bad. The other day, I tweeted how sex is such a big problem in this world, if not the biggest. Sex has gotten us in bonds that we shouldn't be in the first place. Sex has brought diseases, increased rates of dependency, staying in relationships you shouldn't be in, etc. I am not here to advocate for you to sleep around thinking abortion is an option, because that is a madness. I am here to encourage you that maybe in this year and going forward, you should be intentional with whom you choose to share your body with, understanding that every action comes with potential consequences. Guys, the truth is sex has nasty consequences, and that is why God saved it for the married people. Take it from me, loved ones. Go do your findings. I know we live in a society, in an era right now where sex is looked at as empowerment. I'm sorry, I have just never understood that. I know where it comes from. I know the context that people try to place it in, that, yeah, men look at it as taking away or whatever. But when you first remove that and actually look at sex, it's messed up. The truth is, it's messed up. As much as you put the blame on a man for being an absent father, it is time to take accountability for your actions as a woman. Baby making is a two-way process. And we always say this only when we want the man to take accountability for the child, but you as the mother, have you taken accountability, or you are rejecting the reality that you have imposed upon yourself? When you agree to have sex, three contracts are made, the joint one of both parties and the two individual ones. And this is something that isn't talked about as much as it should. Before you engage in these affairs, ask yourself how you would handle the consequences that result from this decision. Weigh the pros and cons. Ask yourself the questions that matter. In case I got pregnant, how would I move forward? In case I got HIV or any other STDs, what next? These are individual questions that show that you are in charge of your life. Because before you make any joint decisions where you have to depend on someone else's integrity, you have to make decisions where you solely depend on your word. The conversation you have with yourself is not the same that the other party is having with themselves. And even though you come together in agreement over some things, you still cannot put your life, your future, in another's hands. And do you know the other bad/unfortunate thing about these contracts is that they are not legal. Unlike work, where you sign an agreement and in case one breaks it, you cannot take it to the law. Here, what are you going to do? You cannot sue someone into marrying you. In fact, why would you want to marry someone who clearly doesn't want you or your child? Because you can sue someone for child neglect, I think. But why would you even want to go into all that trauma just because you want to have a child? Prove a point. If you decide to bring a child into this world, you must be fully prepared to raise them regardless of the father's involvement. Forget the baby daddy. Erase him from your mind. Do not spend the rest of your life victimizing yourself that the father of your child refused to take care of the baby, yet you are the mother who decided to engage in unsafe sex and then carry that pregnancy for 9 months alone. Do all this meanwhile, keeping in mind that one day the baby will grow up and start asking for their father. Keep in mind that one day this man might abruptly wake up and now want to be part of that child's life, yet you have done the most to heal and raise your baby alone. And now he parades in to unravel all the healing and sacrifices that you have made for years. Girl, listen to me. Get up. Get up now before you spend the rest of your days in regret from one unfortunate decision you cannot take back. Stop committing to a man before he commits to you. Am I saying all this to excuse deadbeats? Absolutely not, God, no. Those ones, only God can deal with them. But since women have tried to change men for years and have failed, it is high time we stop giving them the power and start changing ourselves. Baby mamas wouldn't exist in such high numbers if we just made better decisions. You can never know if a man will stay or leave you. So why would you tie yourself to him for the rest of your life with such uncertainty hanging over your head like clouds of rain? A man will walk this earth and you won't tell if he has 200 kids behind him, but you as the mother, you cannot up and leave your child. You just cannot, because that even makes you worse than the man. You not taking care of your child is the worst thing you can do on this earth because they did not ask to be here. They did not partake in your decisions. So whether the man is there or not, once you decide to keep that child, you have sole responsibility for it. And that is just the fact of the matter. Stop letting these men dictate how the rest of your life should look like. Stop the baby showers before we see the bridal showers. Men are being more and more loose because they are seeing that they face no actual consequences when they bullshit around. It is us, the women, who bear all that time and time again. For decades, it is the same story. You'd think that now we know better since we have been exposed and empowered. Yet you find history repeating itself. We must hold men accountable, but we also have to take charge of our own decisions. Do not expect flowers from someone who doesn't believe in them. This cuts across in every single thing. It always starts with the little things. The flowers, the gift, the compassion, the kindness, the presence, the attention. If you do not choose yourself, do not expect anyone to choose you. If you do not love yourself enough to respect yourself, do not expect that from anyone. Whoa. That was heavy. That was heavy. Honestly, this has been on my mind for the longest time. And we are the new adults. It's taking me quite some time to put my mind around it, that we are the new adults, that people getting married now is okay, people having kids now is okay. But like, it's so sad seeing that the things we found here are the ones we are like continuing in the world, like the bad things, not the good things. So come on, what are you doing with your exposure, with your empowerment, with your intelligence? As I wind up season 2 of Conversations with Jay podcast, I encourage you to listen to empowering podcasts. For example, to my sisters, Tony Told Me, So This Is Love, and any other podcast of your choice, or those self-help books. I encourage you to watch Harlem, the series, especially season 3, to understand how hard and lonely it can be to carry a pregnancy without the full dedication of the father. Most importantly, I pray that you stop saying that you are a queen, yet the way you live your life is far from royalty. I really want better for us women, you and I. It is not too late to change, to start walking the life you want. Stop being the girl who always envies people on social media, yet you yourself can attain that life, that love, that world, if only you locked in. If only you had the belief that those good things can happen to you as well. The year is still in its morning. Do not go into tomorrow without shedding off this old self that is keeping you in yesterday. No one is coming to save you but yourself. It all starts with the small things. Stop waiting and go buy yourself those flowers. Be that princess that God created you to be. And for you, gentlemen of the J tribe, I believe that you are among the few good ones, right? That's a question that only you have the answer to. Once again, this is not a condemnation to anyone, but encouragement for us to do better. Because guys, we are really sleeping. We are sleeping on Jobo, man. We are sleeping on ourselves. The less we treat ourselves is the less a man will treat you. Like, it is just obvious. It is just the way society works. It may not even be a man, it shall be a fellow woman. So, tribe, as you listen to this, go and do some self-reflection. And after reflection, don't just leave it there. Change. Like, you promised yourself to change last year, the previous year, but you're still the same. I really pray for each and every one of us to start moving better, to make better decisions. But for now, thank you for sharing this platform with me and allowing me to express my thoughts with you. Catch you in season 3. I love you. Te quiero, mi amigos. Mbagala, nyo, 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 nyo. Ciao.